This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. President Draupadi Murmu has said, "A developed India can be built only on strength of self-reliant, self-esteemed, independent and empowered women." Addressing a day-long conference on the theme Nari Shakti Se Viksit Bharat in New Delhi today to mark the International Women's Day, the President stressed that there should be more women in the workforce as India is heading towards becoming the third biggest economy in the world.
Aaj jo Bharat vishv ki tisre sabse badi arthavyavastha banne ki aur agrasar ho raha hai, to desh ke workforce mein mahilaon ki bhagidari tezi se badhni chahiye. वर्कफोर्स में महिलाओं की भागीदारी बढ़ने के लिए उन्हें शिक्षा और नौकरी से समान अवसर प्रदान करना महत्वपूर्ण है.
President Murmu described the provision of reservations for women in the Lok Sabha and state assemblies through the Nari Shakti Vandan Adhiniyam as a historic step towards political empowerment. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today distributed 450 crore rupees in financial assistance to over 2.5 lakh women from over 25,000 self-help groups during Lakhpati Didi Sammelan at Navsari in Gujarat. Speaking at the Lakhpati Didi Sammelan on the occasion of International Women's Day, Mr. Modi assured that his government is dedicated to the empowerment of women, highlighting the significant steps taken to improve their lives. He emphasized that India is advancing towards women-led development, with the government placing utmost importance on dignity and well-being of women at every step.
Nari ka samman, yahi samaj aur desh ke vikas ki pehli seedhi hoti hai. Isliye viksit Bharat banane ke liye, Bharat ke tez vikas ke liye, aaj Bharat women-led development ki raah par chal pada. हमारी सरकार महिलाओं के जीवन में सम्मान और सुविधा दोनों को सर्वोच्च प्राथमिकता देती है.
The Delhi government today approved the Mahila Samriddhi Yojana to provide 2,500 rupees to poor women. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta made the announcement during a press conference in the national capital today. She said, on the occasion of International Women's Day, a cabinet meeting of the Delhi government was held in which the scheme was approved. Union Minister for Railways, Information and Broadcasting, Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav today stated that in this era of the new industrial and knowledge revolution, particularly with the rise of artificial intelligence, India will emerge not only as a service provider nation but also as a major technology creator. He was speaking at a program organized by a private media house in Mumbai. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India looks at the world confidently and wants to deal more in terms of promoting trade, mobility, investment, tourism and student engagements. Dr. Jaishankar said this during an interaction with the Indian community and business leaders in Manchester, UK today. The minister said that India-UK relationship has immense potential to grow and deepen. Dr. Jaishankar acknowledged the contribution of the Indian diaspora, saying that it is the diaspora which shapes the country's image across the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day state visit to Mauritius from Tuesday. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said this is the first visit of Prime Minister Narendra Modi since 2015. Pakistan ordered all documented Afghan migrants to leave the country by March 31 or risk deportation. The directive was issued yesterday, a day after the Afghan Ministry of Refugee and Repatriation Affairs urged Pakistan to slow down the expulsion of Afghans. Local media reported that this affects nearly 9 lakhs documented Afghan economic migrants residing in Pakistan. The Indian women's kabaddi team has been crowned Asian champions for the fifth time. Defending champions, India defeated hosts Iran 32-25 in the final of the sixth Asian women's kabaddi championship at Tehran this afternoon. The Indian women remained undefeated throughout the tournament. Dubai is set to host the ICC Men's Champions Trophy final between India and New Zealand tomorrow. In the Women's Premier League WPL, UP Warriors defeated Royal Challengers Bangalore by 12 runs at the Ikana Cricket Stadium in Lucknow. That is the end of this news bulletin.